Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Monkey said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Now, we've been talking about this over the last couple radio shows inadvertently, but we need to advertently attack the issue and talk about how smart our forefathers were, because these guys were second to none, friends. I'm going to give you a little history. Interesting stuff, friends. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to jump on, go online and check us out. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Website is second to none. I can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, friends. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook, two different pages, one fan page and one personal page. Again, Bradley Dean on Facebook, one personal page and one fan page. Again, Bradley Dean. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Thank you for the response. Thank you for you listeners getting busy. Because, again, as we've said so many times, and I say again, friends, evil prevails because good men do nothing. We've got a lot of good listeners out there that are actually saying, know what, we don't want evil to prevail. We want good to prevail. And what we need to do is overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. I like that. Yeah. Phone lines are accessible, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. And where did we all get that anyways? We got that from 1 John 3:18. Jesus Christ stated those words by the Holy Spirit. And George Washington, the first president, speaking of our forefathers, said, deeds, not words, deeds, not words. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? I just went on GCN Communication, and there's a picture of a speaker there, and he's got his eyes open. He looks a little awkward, so I'm having
a little too much fun here
on accident. But, right. Steph, you got to tell us why it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Please do.
Because you want the mind of Christ. You always want the heart of God at the Sons of Liberty. And everywhere you go, remember, we have a job to do. As we always say, turning talk radio into do radio. Now, as Bradley mentioned, he's going to give you some interesting facts about our founding forefathers and how incredibly brilliant they were. I mean, they were beyond smart, and they were smart at a young age, too, when you look at John Quincy Adams. But we can get into that later. But I want to give you some fun, interesting facts about our founding forefathers as well.
Too much coffee this morning?
Actually, not enough. I don't even drink coffee.
Here, let me give you put a little salt on their tongue, okay?
Okay.
Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, he entered college at the age of 10 years old. These are your founding forefathers, friends. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, he read through the Bible at the age of 4 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
4 years old. Not 25.
Incredible.
In America, you grow up when you're 25 for some reason. But these are our forefathers. And isn't it interesting? There's much more to come, friends. But it's interesting how the revisionists would have you believe that they're as stupid as they are, when in fact, folks, not even close.
That's right.
Not even close.
You know, and I bet some of our listeners out there have 12-year-olds. Can you imagine your 12-year-old going to Harvard at this point in time in their life? When you look at the primer and
lobbies, I got a 10-year-old that can do that kind of stuff.
You know, well, actually, our 10-year-old, just a little, he does actually spell in 12th grade. Our 10-year-old.
Yeah, okay, now listen, let's just be transparent here. I mean,
sure.
Really transparent. Hey, Sam, one of our producers, 10 years old, get on that microphone there real quick.
Yep.
Can you kind of recite some of the things that you were doing for me and your mom last night? when we were sitting there eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you thought you were going to be Mr. Funny Guy, but you had actually shared with us that you've actually remembered, and he can recite verbatim, the commercials during the break. Can you just give us one? Come on, just one.
Okay, one.
All right.
When our daughter Emma was born, we checked at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Therefore, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-918-2195. That's 1-800-918-2195. Or go to Trinity at 1-800-918-2995.
Okay, now that's just a kid remembering.
Yeah, he was,
right?
and
reciting just what's remembered. Can you just give me one of the articles, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Okay, the second tablet of the Ten Commandments. You pick, Steph. Five through ten.
I'm at number six.
What's number six of the Ten Commandments? Exodus 20.
Thou shalt not kill.
Okay, now just again, showing you that we're practicing what we're preaching here, friends. Not trying to be cooler than sliced bread. Not trying to give our little 10-year-old accolades, but it is praiseworthy to see someone that is doing their homework.
Right.
And when we talk about our forefathers, I mean, we got Mr. Trumbull here, 4 years old reading through the Bible.
That's amazing. That's almost unbelievable. It's just incredible when you look and see, and I even think about John Quincy Adams, how he was representing our country at the age of 14.
Ambassador to Prussia.
You know, when you see...
14 years old.
Exactly. If I was to go, you know, just to a middle school or a high school and see some 14-year-olds today, they couldn't represent a thing.
No, you can go to seniors and they can't represent a thing.
Exactly.
Some of them can't even read their own diplomas when they graduate.
That's exactly right. And so when you say, wow, look at what kind of young men and young women we were raising up back at the foundations of our country, this is the type of old paths that we want to go back to, the foundations that made America great, that made our children strong.
Not revolution, reformation.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, interesting to note, by signing the Declaration of Independence, the founders committed treason to the crown of England.
Yep.
The penalty was hanging, so this wasn't something that was to be taken lightly. The penalty was hanging. George Washington, Patrick Henry, and Alexander Hamilton did not sign it. Why? Because they were not there that day. Now, 18 of the 56 signers were under 40 years of age. Three were in their 20s, and Ben Franklin was the oldest signer of the Declaration.
He would have been the grandpa.
Exactly.
You know, what
did
he say once they actually received the letter from Tyrant King George? He said, surely we're going to...
all hang separately, or we're going to all hang together.
That's right.
So it's interesting.
And
to
that's
know.
Not funny. I mean,
of course.
This is some serious stuff that they were going through, friends, to say something like that.
And speaking of serious, how serious it was, many of the Declaration of Independence signers had their homes plundered and burned down, their wives beaten or killed, children taken. Yeah. One man lived in a cave to escape the British soldiers who took all 13 of his children. One man was captured and starved. None renounced, despite all of this. Not one of them renounced their new country, even in the face of complete ruin.
Yeah.
And you look at the dedication of what they did to be able to establish this nation, the high cost of freedom.
Dedication and determination and perseverance to the very end. What is perseverance? Webster's 1828. A continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. Friends, we're going to come back and we're going to show you, through facts and history, how smart your forefathers really were. Are you this smart? You got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com. Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for...
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley and Stephanie.
All right. To finish up some fun facts about the founding forefathers, did you know that 5 years after Thomas Jefferson and John Adams passed away, President James Monroe also died on the 4th of July, 1831? I think that's absolutely divine. All these men, these presidents are dying on the 4th of July. That's wow. James Madison, he was called Jemmy. That was his
nickname. He was known as the father of our Constitution.
That's right. He was only 5'4" tall. He was the shortest president to this day.
Now, I'm 6'5", so I'd walk in a room and say, hey, Jamie.
That's right.
Jamie,
right,
looking over the top of his head. Oh, there you are. I about stepped on you there, brother.
Oh, my goodness. You know, small in stature, big in, you know, in heart. Absolutely. John Adams was the first president to reside in the White House when he arrived in Washington, D.C. in November of 1800. However, he was only there for 4 months after losing the election in 1800.
Who was this?
John Adams was okay. The first president after losing the election to who? None other than Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
Now, Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson both had red hair, for all you redheads out there.
Who is this?
Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, they both had red hair. However, that's about all they had in common.
Wow.
They ended up bitter rivals because of their differing philosophies, which led to the two-party system of government we have today. Now, what's interesting to know about
John Adams warned us of.
That's exactly the quote I have. John Adams, in a letter to Jonathan Jackson on October 2nd, 1789, said, "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution."
Okay, now let me say that so you can understand that if you didn't get that. When the Democrats are in power, the American people are led to believe that the Democrats can go ahead and do whatever they want to do because they're a power unto themselves, right? A law unto themselves. And then when the Republicans are in power, it's as if the impression to the American people is that the Republicans can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, which, you know, in fact is untrue. It was Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, when he was asked, "Are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat?" He said, "I'm neither. I'm a Democrat." He said, "I am a Christocrat." And friends, what you need to understand is this delusion of WWF at its very worst. pro wrestling, you know how it's all fake, it's contrived. That's exactly what John Adams, the second president of the United States, was warning the American people about, is listen, there isn't a Democratic Party, there isn't a Republican Party. Friends, there's only one Constitution, and I'll tell you this, when the veterans fight, bleed, and die to ratify that Constitution, they're not fighting for a party, they're fighting for America. Yet you are under the delusion today because of the state-run media, and friends, the conservatives are guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks when it comes to the party system. Well, we're Republicans and the GOP, and, you know, over here were the Democrats, and over here were the independents, and over here were the whack jobs, and over here were the communists, and, I mean, it really is that ridiculous,
yeah.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he was warning the American people about. Folks, there is no such thing. We have one Constitution, not two or three or four or five. And we need to keep in mind that we have been duped by designing men out of our freedom because of the stupidity that the American people tolerate today.
Exactly. And so if you want to find out some more fun facts about the president that are very interesting, you can go to familyfirst.com. That's got some more facts for you. That'll be fun.
Okay, cool. Let's get over to see how smart our founding forefathers were. I'm going to bring you through the education system real quick, and then we're going to get over some fast facts. Facts, facts, facts. And we'll see where we are by the end of the
show.
Facts.
Okay.
Yeah, facts. How many degrees of longitude are there? This was a question asked to fourth graders in 1862 during their geography test.
Oh, boy.
Now, longitude is this, the angular distance of place east or west of the Mediterranean at Greenwich, England, or west of the standard meridian of a celestial object, usually expressed in degrees and minutes. For example, at a longitude of 2 degrees west.
Wow.
Okay, this is a fourth grader.
Yep.
Okay. How many degrees wide are the temperate zones?
How many degrees wide are the temperate zones? This is for fourth graders?
Yes.
Yeah, I think those are some very difficult questions. Do we have any very intelligent, wonderful
people?
Well,
I am. I'm actually just picking this off the top of memory right now. And when we look at temperate climate, obviously in geography, temperate or tepid latitudes of the globe lie between the tropics and the polar regions. So the changes in these regions between summer and winter are generally relatively moderate rather than extreme hot or cold. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go to the next one. These are questions asked by fourth graders. What is a watershed?
Fourth graders knew what watersheds were.
Yeah, what is a watershed? A shed where you put water.
Absolutely. That makes sense to me. A watershed.
Okay, it's a watershed is the area of land where all of the water that is under it or drains off of it or goes into the same place.
Okay.
That's a watershed.
Watershed.
Okay. Now, fourth graders knew this in 1862 during a geography test, okay? Name the principal animals in the frigid zone.
I can think of an animal in the frigid zone.
Okay.
For example, a polar bear would be in the frigid zone.
Okay.
I would think.
Okay. Anything else? Like elk? Like tiger?
Penguins?
Something blubbery? Come on. Whales?
Whales, of course. I'm trying to think of otters.
What's that?
Seal.
Penguins?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Penguins, I said.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can think of
not
animals in the frigid zone.
You're getting it. You're really smart. Name the different hails into which mankind is divided.
The different hails into which mankind is divided?
Yes.
Boy, I don't know that I know the answer to that one. I can think of, like, hail, the hail that falls from the sky, but different hails as far
as... It's H-A-L-E.
Okay. So spelling is different.
Drag or draw forcibly. Okay, so name the different hails into which mankind is divided.
Your guess would be as good as mine.
Okay, I just gave you the definition, but that's good, okay? Free from defect, disease, or infirmity. Okay? Sound. This is defined out as hail, the definition. We'll go to the next one. American education questions asked to fourth graders in 1862, just to show you how much the American people have been lied to believe that their founding forefathers were stupid as the revisionists of the day. No, the revisionists only mean to bring you down to their level so they can begin to equate or usurp the authority and the education and the intellect of our forefathers through manipulating the people into believing that the revisionists are right when, in fact, they are completely wrong in every sense of the word. Another question that was asked during the fourth grade geography test in 1862 is, what's a monarchy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a monarchy, again, is a form of government in which sovereignty is actually or nominally embodied in a single individual. By the way, friends, we are not a monarchy.
Right.
Okay, and the American people are under the illusion and the delusion that you are, when in fact the president doesn't have a right to break the law. He represents we the people. Another question. American education question asked to fourth graders in 1862 during a geography test is, what portion of people on the globe are pagans?
That's a very interesting question that they would actually
pagans.
Say. Pagans. Pagans, obviously,
yeah.
Not Christians, heathen people. What portion of people on the globe are actually pagans? And this is something that a fourth grader would know by heart, by knowledge in his brain and by memory.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would have no idea how many people on this earth would be considered pagans or heathens or non-Christians. And I don't know how they would come up with that assumption when they, back in the day, how would they know that, you know? It's a little different nowadays. They've got lots of...
Some studies suggest that there are at least 1.2 million pagans in the United States. Okay, in Canada, there's about 3 million pagans. Some believe that there's 3 million pagans worldwide. Now, the question is, Stephanie, what is a pagan?
A pagan to me would be someone who would not be a Christian, a heathen, someone who is a pagan, doesn't believe in Christ, doesn't believe in God.
Okay, so outside of Christianity really is what it comes down
exactly.
to. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
A person holding religious beliefs other than those of the main world religions. That, friends, there's not world religions. Keep in mind that when you look in the book of Judges, you can find that there's going to be war within the gate when there's different gods. When our forefathers established religion, and it's a law word, do your homework, skeptics. But when you look up the word religion, it is found the Christian religion. And when we talk about religion, freedom of religion in America, we're talking about under the umbrella of the Baptist, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Faithers, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all of these other foreign religions. Friends, I said this before, and I'll say it again. If their God was God, then why did they have to come to America? True that.
Great point.
I love that, right? Although they are afforded
asylum here
in America, Tripoli, whatever you want to call it, yes, they are. But it's not a repudiation, friends, of the facts that we are, 78% of America, profess Christians. And talking about Christians, again, under the umbrella of Christianity, Catholics, Lutherans,
and as
so
they're
and so
afforded
forth.
Asylum here, that means they also conform to our laws here.
That's
as a
right.
constitutional republic and not their own and create their own.
And if they could figure that much out, that their God wasn't God, that's why they did come to America, you would think that they would want to subject themselves to the laws of that God that makes this
mentally,
nation great.
I'm
folks,
sorry.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. I'm having fun. I love this, and I know people are being liberated right now. What are your thoughts, friends? Give us a call.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, I got to get Buggy up really quick, up against the mic again, because I just heard a commercial that stuff that he constantly
I started
recites.
Chuckling.
Can you go ahead and just play that one back out of your own mouth, Sam, as to the one that you keep reciting, like the one that you did last night? Just real quick, please, just for the listeners.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face.
Now we're talking about, interesting stuff,
you talk about a sponge. I mean, he's sitting back there, of course. He produces the show, so he hears all the commercials. And last night, he's spouting them off, like, one after the other, like a machine. It's like, okay, you are paying attention.
He's collecting it,
Exactly the same
information. He's that field, and
so
he's picking the seat
up. So we got some free advertising going on.
Yeah, that one's
today.
Free, guys.
That's right.
Talking about the education and the intellect of our forefathers' friends, we were just asking questions to those questions that were asked to a fourth grader in 1862 to our listeners last segment. Now I want to go over to elementary questions for elementary students. You ready for this? Here's number one. One insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000 and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000 paying $126. What was the rate of insurance?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm not going here.
Elementary school.
For the sake of time. Okay, just to show you again how smart our forefathers were. Number two, how much money must be given with 9 $100 shares at 15% discount in exchange for 8 $100 bonds at 2% discount?
Wow.
Okay, these were elementary math problems, friends. Here's another one. By the way, no pencils or paper. This is in 1877.
This is all by memory.
Oh, it's all by memory.
Mm-hmm.
A boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C was lost. Which loss did each sustain it having insured for $500?
Wow.
Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mental.
Yeah, mental.
You got to bring forth the resolution.
Mental arithmetic,
you got to solve the problem right then and there on the spot. Remember, we watched a older program. And a teacher came in the room and he said, listen, I want you to go ahead and lay out a division problem for a kid, mm-hmm. and he laid out three different numbers, and they were long numbers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he calculated it in his own brain.
Right, exactly.
And it just took him probably, what, 15 seconds, and he gave the number.
Yeah, he just went through it in his brain. He kind of brain down, okay, this is what you do, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's the answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They said of the famous preacher, the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, that he could think on seven levels.
That's amazing.
It is.
That
I only
really is amazing.
I only think on 10, but he almost caught up.
Oh, that's, he was so close. It's
totally,
too bad.
I'm totally playing with her. Okay, again, in 1877, mental math problems to be solved by elementary students. On a farm, there are 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse, there are three cows, and for each cow, there are two sheep. How many animals of each kind?
Okay, that's kind of a fun one.
I asked you a question. Here's number two.
I have to use the
if seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of the men leave when the work is half completed?
Wow. Okay.
This is great stuff.
Yep.
What about history questions? Now it's going to start getting a little more exciting, at least for me, because of PowerPoints. What is a writ of habeas corpus?
What is a writ of habeas corpus?
Yes. Steph? You're supposed to know this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, the writ of habeas corpus. I'd have to do
it's
a little...
It's a court order that requires a person under arrest to be brought before a judge or into court.
That sounds easy enough.
Yeah. I love this. She's looking at me like, why are you doing this to me? What is your problem?
I think I should take the paper and ask you the questions, and we should shut everything down. We can get the answer.
Well, that's fine. Here, we'll go to the next question. What is a bill of attainder? A bill of attainder in common law is where legislative acts that, without trial, condemned specifically designated persons or groups to death. A bill of attainder also required the corruption of blood. That is, they denied to the condemned's heirs the right to inherit his estate. Bills of pain and penalties, and in contrast, singled out designated persons or groups for punishment less than death, such as banishment or disenfranchisement. Many states had enacted both kinds of status after the Revolution. Okay? Enumerate the powers denied to the several states. Read Article 10 for the sake of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What are the bills of credit? France? Here again, listen carefully.
And this is all from memory
this
now.
Is this 1882 like... questions for elementary students.
Yeah, this is not like, you know, pick up your computer and search Google and say, hey, what's blah, 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 or can I get a calculator, please, or can I get a piece of paper and a pencil, please? This is all from memory. This is astonishing. Fourth graders knew this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that you can think of a fourth grader back in the time of the foundations of our country who would have this type of knowledge.
Okay, bills of credit. Is found in Article 1, Section 10, Clause of 1 of the United States Constitution. Okay? And then when you begin to understand what it means, colonial paper notes, for example, functioned as currency, but actually were bills of credit. That is short-term public loans to the governments.
Hmm.
Oh, the government's got it backwards, don't
yes.
they, friends? Wow. How many elementary students... or even adults today can accurately answer these questions.
No, and that
friends,
would help.
I'm asking you the question. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to play the man or the woman, go ahead and give her a shot. I'll ask you a new question. Like spell the word shot.
S-H-O-P.
Yeah, you get the point. 1-866-233-0747. Let me just cold call you. When you give us a call, I'll just throw out a question for you right off the top of my head, and we'll see if you can answer it. If you so choose to challenge my authority, friends, on the Sons of Liberty. In 1787, the Federalist Papers were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This was written to let the people know why a federal constitution was needed. Now, here is a quote. This is pretty interesting. This is from a law professor. Here, I'll just spell it out for you. There is a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read his book, all of it, and why not, before they can become attorneys, they will swear an oath to uphold this Constitution, so why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Yet those law students enrolled who were put to the test in the graduate-level legal studies regularly complained to him about the difficulties of reading that old Federalist Papers book.
Hmm.
That professor... in Alabama non-sympathetically responded, "I understand that this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perhaps someday as you graduate as a student, you will attain the educational level of those early New York farmers."
That's right. So farmers understood those questions, but yet the collegiate age of the people who should know better.
Oh, absolutely. I like the word collegiate.
That's right.
Yes. Abraham Lincoln rightly said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. You know, now, I just want to make a real quick point, but I want to stay the course here. People say, well, we're not sure Abraham Lincoln said that. Okay, if he didn't say it, he didn't say it. If he did say it, he did say it. Is it true?
Of course.
Don't strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, okay? Because you always get some individual out there that says, Bradley, was that written by... And I'm okay with that, but the point is that I'm making is what was said was right on the money, okay? Because I've heard this on this quote before.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the philosophy of the classroom of our early leaders? This is a lot of fun. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Harvard was started by the Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Harvard produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gebery. Signers of the Constitution that came out of Harvard was William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King. Other prominent leaders that came out of Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher Ames, the framer of the Bill of Rights along with George Washington. William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War, President Washington and Adams, he sat under. Now, what's also interesting to know is, notice these men came out of the Revolutionary War era.
Birth and war.
They paid the price. What came out of war? You had some fiery forefathers, didn't you?
Amen.
Educated forefathers that walked in the power because they had the testimonial of the war to establish what they didn't want to actually replay itself again out in history because a bunch of people don't want to learn. Our history, friends, through the Declaration of Independence is throwing off a tyrant. Not accepting them, not subjecting ourselves to them, but the rather throwing them off.
And those founding forefathers were sitting underneath some fiery preaching, too, as well. So you got to keep that in mind.
Thousands of sermons, Puritan
exactly.
Preachers.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. And what was the educational philosophy of Harvard? You ready for this? The answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. You got to just take a break here.
Take a breather.
Oh, my
Can we
goodness.
Get a drum roll?
Oh,
here, like
where are all my revisionists calling in? Where are all my little buddies on the blogs that just don't like these facts?
Uh-oh, I'm getting nervous.
Okay. They never call in, Steph. They just shout and shoot it. It absolutely
true.
Is.
You wouldn't actually want to talk with someone.
No.
You might have to get the facts
I know
the
he's right, but I just want a few people to follow me, the useful idiot, to believe what I'm actually telling them.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? Harvard's motto, for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, for those that did not know, Alina Kagan, who's a radical lesbian, who's known for attacking our military, and who's also known for actually queerifying Harvard, she now sits on the Supreme Court chambers, friends, as one of the judges.
A little different from what it was originally intended
Completely
to be,
contrary.
Obviously.
Now she's at war with mm-hmm. Christ. Now what's also interesting is she never judged a case a day in her life. See, Barack Hussein Obama is appointing radicals to destroy. You got Sotomayor, who's an internationalist. Oh, my goodness, just in time for the amnesty, the debate. There she is.
Oh.
We got Sotomayor. Is she Spanish by chance, you think?
Wow.
Why, did you like that?
That was a sugar rush.
And friends, that was no sugar. Okay. Harvard's directive to students were, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3. And therefore to lay Christ in the bottom is the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Now, friends, is that what you have been taught? No, that's why we all pay attention to what our founding forefathers established. Religion, Christianity, and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Every American in this country used to know this all the way up until 1962 because it was taught in public schools through George Washington's farewell address. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll come right back for the final segment.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money.
This is fun.
A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're going through some very fun... Boy, these topics, I tell you, they're a real brain...
Come on, kick it out there,
brain
sister.
Brain teasers, but they're like brain squishers.
Hey, guys, we're having fun, says Steffi.
Oh, my goodness. When you go through all those things...
It's not just fun. It's very educational.
Well, it's very educational. It's almost too educational over here.
Talking about Harvard's directives to students. The directives continue, friends. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein.
Amen.
Let's go to Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Bradley, I didn't know this. I know you didn't, folks, because they didn't want you to know this.
You think the average, like, you know, student at Harvard or Yale, if we said, hey...
Hey, it's not Harvard, it's Harvard.
Harvard, sorry. Right. If you just, you know, stop and say, hey, do you know your scripture? They'd be like, what are you talking about? What, the Bible? I haven't read that in, like, 5 years. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Christ in the church? You know what they'd say now? Who's Christ?
Exactly.
You know, for the glory of Christ, glory, what does glory mean, man? I can't even read my own high school diploma. I know so much. You know what's interesting, too, is when you do high school assemblies, you'll find that the college students are stupider. I'm not saying this to be funny or smart. They're stupider than the high school students are.
Yeah.
There's still some hope for the high school students.
Right. Well, I think the Bible says... You know,
not all colleges, of course, but you get the point.
Yeah, the Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. It also says, if a man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know.
That means you're stolpin.
If you're, you know, stuffed up in your own pride and thinking you're all that in a bag of chips and you know exactly what's going on, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
When you realize your dependency upon the Lord and that you know nothing and can do nothing without him, that's when you're on the right track.
That's what makes you wise.
Exactly.
Yes. Take heed that you stand lest you fall.
Exactly.
By the way, the first quote was Romans 1:22, right? Okay, what about Yale, also started by congregationalists. Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel. Declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution of the United States from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston. Other prominent leaders from Yale,
None other than Noah Webster, folks.
Yep.
Again, this is something you probably did not know, but when you used to open, I have one from 1828, Webster's Dictionary.
So thick.
It's so thick. It's awesome.
Got that great
and it's easy to understand. It really
yeah.
is. But when you open it up, it says Noah Webster taught millions to read. You ready for this? And not one to sin. Sin is violating God's moral law. It's not missing the mark, friends. You've been lied to by the church again. It means transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. So when you sin, you're violating God's moral law. That's what that is. Okay? So other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, famous educator, author of Webster's Dictionary, as I just pointed out. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. So let's go to what Yale admonished their students with. Ready? Above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Wow. It's amazing. Huh. You know, it's amazingly sad if you look at what's going on in our country today, especially at our college and universities. That's where most kids, you know, get indoctrinated. They lose their faith. Yeah. Well, they never had faith to begin with if they lose it there. But the point is you're getting all this.
And
backlash, all this ridicule.
Stephanie, how many professors did you say were actually indoctrinating the kids, the students in America to their ideologies? Wasn't it like 0.7%?
It was a very, very small.
So again, here we have the American people complaining about what they are tolerating. Listen to how small the number is. And it shows you that it doesn't take a lot of poison to destroy the
whole...
Exactly.
And notice that small number that you're talking about. They're in those key positions that are doing what? Educating our young.
To what? Their ideologies,
exactly.
Not to the educational. Actually, to the doctrines in which our forefathers had bestowed upon us. Yale's requirements, speaking of Yale, all scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's word.
Wow.
Diligently reading the Holy Scriptures,
mm-hmm.
and constantly attending all the duties of religion, Christianity. In other words, practice what you preach.
Of course, this is a school.
You know, but just think how many people in America, if they would have only been taught Exodus 20, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, practice what you preach, because you need to understand the second part of that scripture, because the Lord said, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And so many professed Christians wonder why they feel this condemnation, because you've been taught a false grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. There is no condemnation in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And if you don't understand God's moral law and you're condemned, therein probably lies the problem.
Right.
God doesn't tolerate sin, friends. It's just that simple. So let's go over to Princeton.
Princeton.
Speaking of the college models, friends, started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it produced signers of the Declaration, Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford. That's a cool name.
You always like that name.
Yeah. Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Henry Lee, General in the American Revolution, William Bradford, George Washington's Attorney General. Huh. John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration, said this. What did Witherspoon require of his students? I'm going to tell you. Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian religion instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them.
And this
completely
is a university.
Neglect them.
This is a university.
A university.
It's not a quote-unquote Christian school. It was all
these
a part
are the
of the
forefathers,
educational system.
These are the forefathers that came out of war raising up their children to say, go in this way.
That's right.
Yes. Don't go to the new thing. Don't go to those that are given to change. Scripture tells us in the book of Proverbs, we're not to be given to those that are given to change. And what is the motto of this criminal administration? Forward,
and
which
change.
Is also a communist slogan, and change.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's been. And again, under the illusion that he was talking about reformation, not destruction of the
exactly.
Constitution of the United States of America. Witherspoon, again, the president of Princeton University and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said he is the best friend to American liberty. He was most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, atheist, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country.
Amen.
Now we have atheist professors in the small ratio teaching other kids there's no such thing as God.
Yeah, this is judgment turned backwards completely.
You know, all this that we see around us is only a figment of our imagination. Hey, kid, do you want some PCP? I'm still burnt from the 50s.
Yeah, exactly. It all just came out of the bang. Everything just bang. I mean, flowers.
Where did the big bang come from? Where did the bang come from?
Oh, the bangs. You know, there was just the
bang. Where did the bang come from?
Well, the bang came, you know, from...
Wait a second. Where did the bee come from?
The bee came from, well, the bang. Yeah.
Okay, so, but when I look at a man and a woman, I can see that when a woman is impregnated with child, the child comes out of the mother just the way that God said it would in the book of Genesis.
Like the Bible?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Now they got people actually questioning the word of God, and by the way, that's what it's all, folks, aimed at. And it's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. Well, if there is no God, then I can. I know. And just ask Hitler how that worked out for him. And just ask the innocent 12 million people that were slotted through the ideology that's being promoted in public schools today through evolution, which used to be illegal in every country. Atheist? Evolutionist? Where did you come from? That's how you confuse them. And they're confused with this question that keeps coming back to them. Where did I come from? Where did I come from? Well, I tried God at one point. Wait a second. So he didn't answer you to the degree or to the point or to the answer in which you wanted. So in other words, you wanted his hand rather than his heart. And now all of a sudden, because he didn't answer you in the way that you wanted him to answer you, now all of a sudden you say he's not there. Wait a second. Then who's God? He's God. He's the creator. He knows what's best for the creation. So then why would you question the things of God if he knows best? See, and that's the mentality that we see in America today, that the kids know better than the adults. And folks, talking about judgment again, read Isaiah 3 when you get some time, because you'll find that the children will be the oppressors and the women will be the rulers. Why? Because the men no longer took their headship. It's God. Then it's Jesus Christ. The head is God. Jesus Christ is under God. Christ is the head of the man, and then the woman and the children. Oh, Bradley, I just don't like that. What are you supposed to treat your women like a rug? I didn't say that. There's a proper order to things, folks. And when you fall out of line with what God commanded, then you get what you got coming. Just like I was talking about earlier, there's going to be war within the gates if you're going to go ahead and have all these religions come into the nation. Well, just coexist. Yeah, really? Try that in a foreign country, friends.
Fine.
How stupid can one be? And why are all those foreign countries coming over to America? And it's the American people who have the gift, the greatest gift of all through Jesus Christ, because His grace has been shed upon us, that are the stupidest individuals known to mankind because they don't even know the Word of God for themselves. That are green with, we need to coexist, we need the peace. Really? Peace with those that murder babies? Peace with those that advocate men marrying men and women marrying men, women? What? At peace with a government that breaks the laws? That actually produced the liberty in which we've had for 238 years? That's the right way? Friends, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, and I'm going to show you on another day, and another day, get all your atheists and your pastors, friends, have them give us a call, all right? We'll talk to you in 23. We're going to continue down this vein and talk about the intellect of our forefathers. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.